The documents are being upgraded at the request of the intelligence community.
None of the emails were marked classified at the time, but now the State Department is examining whether or not they should have been. And today, the Clinton campaign pushed back hard, denying the emails are truly top secret, saying in a statement, "This appears to be overclassification run amok." Mrs. Clinton herself had no comment. In fact, when we caught up with her before the email news broke, she wouldn't even answer this.
Secretary Clinton, what's it going to take to win?
How are you?
What do you have to do between now and Monday to win, Secretary Clinton?
Just 3 days before the Iowa caucuses,
you leave your phone number as well as
Clinton volunteers were signing up supporters outside this rally in Des Moines.
So for every person coming into this rally, the campaign will have their names, phone numbers, addresses, and more importantly, specifically when they are willing to volunteer.
As for Bernie Sanders,
thank you very much. We were told there were going to be a few people here.
He's urging volunteers to pull out the stops to get his supporters to the caucus.
Beg, borrow, kidnap, do whatever you have to do. Kidnap being illegal here in Iowa.
Very tight race on the Democratic side. John Carl now with us live from Iowa. And John, back to those Clinton emails. The State Department today also said it would not release 18 emails between Secretary Clinton and the president.
Yeah, these were emails directly between Secretary Clinton and the president. They were very careful to say these were not classified, but because they involved the president, they are presidential records, and David, won't be released until years after President Obama leaves office.
All right, John Carl live in Iowa. John, we'll see you soon. In the meantime, I want to get right to ABC's Cecilia Vega.